WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz singer Carmen McRae died last night at the age of 74. She had a stroke a month ago and slipped into a semi-coma earlier this week. We asked our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, to talk with us about McRae and to play a couple of his favorite McRae recordings. This is her 1957 recording of Nice Work If You Can Get It, featuring the Ray Bryant Trio.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry skies, it's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you.
Kevin, are you a fan of Carmen McRae singing?
Yes, definitely.
What did you particularly like about her singing?
The thing I really liked about Carmen is that she had a very distinctive vocal timbre and approach, that you really only needed to hear a few notes of her singing to identify it as her. I should probably also mention that in the excerpt that we just heard, which is from the 1950s, her voice hadn't really changed yet. It really hadn't changed into what we think of as the Carmen McRae voice. As she got into her 40s, her range lowered and deepened, and her conception got a little bit more free. I should also qualify, as long as I'm doing this, that she didn't start recording as a leader until she was in her 30s. So even though her voice was somewhat higher in the beginning, her musical conception was very well developed.
We'll hear some of her later work in just a bit. What was she like on stage?
She had a kind of a tough, broad attitude, quote-unquote. She had a way of being rather acerbic, and yet she had a way of kind of drawing the audience in and making them feel like they were sort of on her side at the same time. And this relationship, this is the kind of relationship she also seemed to have with her musicians, as I understand it. There's a story I heard from the drummer Joey Barron. We were having a conversation about 6 months ago, and he mentioned that he had actually moved to Los Angeles in the mid-1970s specifically to become Carmen McRae's drummer, and got the job after a little while, and stayed with her for a couple of years. Subsequently, he moved to New York and got a call from Carmen's regular drummer at that time, who asked him to sub on a live gig that she was doing in New York. So as he's telling the story, you know, he's already playing on stage when Carmen makes her entrance, and she's ignoring him totally. You know, it's like she's not looking at the drums. She's acting like she doesn't even know he's there. And he's sitting there kind of wondering, you know, what did I do to offend Carmen? Because he always thought that they had a really good relationship. And then comes the time when she introduces the band, and she eases into this really glowing testament to what a great guy Joey is. And this, I should mention, was not showbiz talk, but like, you know, a genuine effusion on her part. And that's when he realized, you know, that how she really felt about him. And as he was telling me the story, I should say, he was, you know, clearly pretty moved by this, recalling it even, you know, more than 10 years later.
What are some of the high points of her musical biography?
I should probably say, I should mention one thing. Although she wasn't really known as a bebop singer, she did do some scat singing, but it wasn't really what she was known for. She did have some close ties to the bebop movement. She was an intermission piano player at Minton's Playhouse, which was like a hotbed of bebop in the 1940s. She was from New York City. She was married to the great bebop drummer Kenny Clarke for a time, and much later she recorded an album of Thelonious Monk tunes, actually late in the 1980s. She was a piano player, as I mentioned. She would sometimes play piano on her own gigs, and she always said that her foundation as a pianist was one of the things that made her a great success as a singer, that it gave her a kind of real harmonic confidence that let her take liberties with a tune and not have to worry about, you know, getting lost or whatever.
Do you have a favorite Carmen McRae recording you'd like to play for us?
I really like a record of Thelonious Monk tunes, which she made in, as I mentioned, in the late 80s, and like to play her version of I Mean You, which has a lyric by John Hendricks.
And what do you like about this?
It really captures her sense of humor, which tended to be kind of subtle, but sometimes maybe not so subtle. Her great swaggering rhythmic sense, and a really, really good sense of the kind of low, distinctive vocal timbre that she had.
Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Whitehead is Fresh Air's jazz critic and a columnist for Pulse.